This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The sound of a delegation of Russian officials driving off from Geneva's Mandarin Hotel today ahead of a summit between the presidents of Russia and the United States. The summit, scheduled to get underway this very moment, is awaiting now the arrival of the Russian president. A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin cautioned that Putin's talks with U.S. President Joe Biden will, quote, not be easy or likely yield any breakthroughs. Putin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said a few hours before today's Russia-U.S. summit in Geneva, quote, no, this cannot become historic. We shouldn't expect any breakthroughs. Situation is too difficult in Russian-American relations. But he says the two presidents agreeing to meet and speak openly about the problems is already an achievement. Meanwhile, a group of protesters gathered in Geneva yesterday to demand the release of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The protesters carried posters demanding for Navalny's release.
Well, for me, it's important to support Russia in their struggle against the regime. And as a Ukrainian, we do feel the support and help with the Russian people who want to change the Putin's regime.
Meanwhile, elsewhere in Geneva, a mural popped up showing a smiling Navalny holding his hands in a heart shape with the words, Hero of Our Time. It modeled a similar mural that appeared in St. Petersburg, but was quickly covered up by Russian authorities. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli aircraft have carried out a series of airstrikes at militant sites in the Gaza Strip, the first such raid since a shaky ceasefire ended the war with Hamas militants last month. The Israeli airstrikes targeted facilities used by Hamas for meetings to plan attacks, according to the military. The outgoing UN Special Envoy for Yemen has expressed deep regret to the Security Council that he failed to mediate a ceasefire and peace talks between Yemen's warring parties during the past 3 years. But Martin Griffith said yesterday he hopes that diplomatic efforts, especially by Oman, will bear fruit despite painting a bleak picture of the Arab world's poorest country in his final briefing to the Council. Iran's reported desire to purchase a Russian advanced satellite system is not particularly concerning to U.S. security in the region, according to the commander who oversees U.S. military operations in the Middle East. In an interview with VOA, General Frank McKenzie, the commander of the U.S. Central Command, said Russia's Canopus 5 satellite is not effective at targeting. He said, you really can't do much with it. It would probably allow them to see something the size of a school bus, which is not going to be particularly concerning to us. Earlier this month, U.S. and Middle East officials told the Washington Post that Iranian military officials have been deeply involved in the satellite acquisition and have made multiple trips to Russia since 2018 to work on an agreement to buy the system. In consecutive visits this month, Vice President Kamala Harris and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas have conveyed to the most important U.S. partner that the Biden administration is taking a more nuanced approach to immigration than its predecessor, but still asking what more Mexico can do. Mayorkas said yesterday at the conclusion of 2 days of high-level meetings, we have challenged one another with respect to what more each of us can do to address the level of irregular migration. A top Army leader is defending the Pentagon's response to the January 6th insurrection. Lieutenant General Walter Piott told a House panel it had to properly prepare for the deployment. Piott also says senior military leaders had determined beforehand that there was no role for the U.S. military in determining the outcome of an American election. Piott is the director of the Army staff. The January 6 rioters were supporters of former President Donald Trump and stormed the building in order to stop the certification of President Joe Biden's victory. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.